Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 15 years.
And we have 4 kids.
That's like 1,000 kids.
We've been foster parents to 4 kids as well.
And we're running a business together.
That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
But we know that it's possible to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we get through all the things,
this is Rise Together.
Just so you know, we brought our bathing suits because we're like, if those kids want to get in the pool,
you're committed.
No matter.
Don't even tell
no
them.
Matter the weather.
I mean, I kind of want to tell them just so you guys have to go do cannonballs.
I don't care if it's 60 degrees. I'm like,
let's go.
A little we sunrise dip.
It's supposed to be nice for the rest of the week, though. It's supposed to be 70s. Where do we even begin? I guess we'll start with who you are. Hmm. Like... We're already in church.
Like, I'm ready for mine.
Who am I?
Expressive
responses. So I'll just give you guys, listeners, a little backstory here. So I'm sitting here with 2 of my best friends on planet Earth, Brittany Barron.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool, who we call. Full government name.
Yeah. And we call her Beans for reasons she can explain if that's where her heart takes her.
Yes.
Sammy Cromlin.
Yes.
Longtime friends. Met Beans first, met Sammy through Beans.
Mm-hmm.
These women were friends, are now married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And probably like the marriage piece was always in the back burner, just not everyone was aware of it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Good. Perfect intro.
We've been doing a series on Rise Together, which is about rising together and giving listeners some perspective on maybe relationships that they don't have in their own circle or haven't walked through before. And so much of your story, it's so much bigger, obviously, and richer than just even what we can encompass today. But so much of your story for me is about how hard you fought to have a story together and what that looks like. And I know when we did the episode with Chris and he talked about what that had meant for him, it resonated so much with listeners who maybe don't have that perspective. And just all the things. I want to talk about all the things. You've been married for 3 years? 4?
2.5.
2.5. So you're
crazy.
Experts.
Oh,
at
yeah.
this point. You know
anything
all.
You need to know about marriage, you can message me. I'll be taking live questions.
So I guess take us back to how'd you guys meet?
So we actually met, I don't know if anyone's heard of Facebook.
Yeah. That old thing.
So I was in my previous life. A pastor at a megachurch.
Mm-hmm.
And
this just took an interesting turn.
Yes.
Yeah, people were just like, oh, okay. Whoa.
Yeah,
didn't think we were
and
going
here we are.
Yeah,
here we are.
Yeah.
And I've been hired on, one of the things I was hired on to do was start a college ministry. So for all the college students in the neighborhood. So I got a random Facebook message one day, and it just said, hey, Beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the end of the message.
Ooh,
yeah.
Suave.
Well, it was when Facebook, like, you push enter and you accidentally sent
yes.
the thing. And then I was, like, writing for, like, 10 more minutes.
Yes.
So she's like, what
it
is
it? Was followed by a very long,
yeah.
oops, I hit enter too soon. Mm-hmm. Here's the rest of the message.
Which, this is the first time I've ever asked. I never thought this before this moment. Did you know you were gay when you sent Hey Beans?
Okay, the intention was not... to like date or like see what would happen.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely genuinely like, oh, I'm also working at a Christian university and I want to do college ministry as well. So like we had mutual friends. So I reached out to get involved with that ministry. So no, I didn't cognitively know that I was like gay or interested in women. I mean,
in retrospect, it's like
softball, 16 years.
If you see pictures of Sammy as a teenager, you're like, oh, sweet
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. So
how'd
many
you not know?
Giveaways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was,
softball
my path is leading to here. So,
oh my God.
So didn't know.
Okay.
But like, yeah, so that message then led into like us meeting for coffee because she needed to make sure that I wasn't like a crazy person that wanted to.
A lot of people want to volunteer.
Volunteer.
At church where you're like,
Yeah.
That's
not
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. And then it led into like a 4-hour conversation talking about like God and community and college and how weird it is to be just a young adult and wanting to like become and all that stuff. So we were like literally dreaming, which is what we're all like.
This is your spiritual gifting.
So good at. And then basically that 4-hour conversation like led into like, did we just become best friends?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then like making out basically 2 weeks later.
It's that fast?
Okay, no, it was not 2 weeks later. It was not 2 weeks.
That's like a blur to me.
Driving over here, Sammy was like, you know, I'm just going to, like, make stuff up
with
times.
Yeah, that
and I was
right.
Like, I know.
Yeah, timeline.
I need you to,
like,
you know, check the facts.
No, okay. It was fast-ish.
Yeah.
Because neither of us knew that we were gay. Mm-hmm. We meet, we have this four-hour conversation, and literally, like, we become instant best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like, best friends. And, like, in retrospect, I was like, I mean, I did the most for this mm-hmm. person I had literally just met. Like, like maybe a week and a half after we met, Sammy was starting, like, grad school, like, mm-hmm. school. And I was like, oh, I should go to the store and I should make her a, like, a basket of everything she might need starting grad
school. Like first day of school kit.
Like, what? Who am I? And at this point, it hasn't even registered that, like, I have a crush on this person.
Oh, wow.
And my friends are like, what are you doing? I was like, I literally don't even know. Like, I'm just...
just being really
I'm
nice.
I'm doing the most.
They're like, you've never done this for me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to, like, go all out. Like, it was, like, a week in and we were hanging out and Sammy was like... I feel like this is really weird because, like, we just met, but I feel like you're going to be in my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did it!
Yep.
Did it!
I, like, you know,
oh,
when you know, you're just like, I see you up at, you know, standing next to me when I get married one day.
And I'm
that
like, me
is
too.
So freaking funny.
Yeah.
You guys.
We were so oblivious, honestly, for like a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and then we met out.
Mm hmm.
And just, okay, now I'm curious. We've been friends for a long time. I've never asked these questions before. Like, you make out for the first time. You leave, let's say, make out session. Are
no,
you both like, oh,
no.
my gosh, what just happened?
Here's what literally happened. So, like, a little while in, I realized, like, I have a crush on this person. I think she has a crush on me, too. And, like, I was moving, and I had one night where I didn't have anywhere to, like, lease ends one mm-hmm. day before uh-huh. a new lease begins.
Yes.
And... even, you know, Rosie, to stay. She's like, oh, so you're going to stay with me? I was like, no, I'm going to stay with, you know, the person I just met. Rosie's like, what? So we're staying in Sammy's apartment. She has a twin bed, and we're just laying there. And, like, I mean, stiff, like, literally just, like, we are.
Like pencils.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like,
and
you're
it's
like out.
Like, I just feel her there, but I've never, like, felt, I'm like, I've never been aware of a person before like this.
Yes.
Like, tension.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Everything's, like.
And then she woke up that night and she's like, are you awake? And I was like, yeah, are you awake? And then, like, that's all that happened.
And then, yeah, no, like, I mean, we just. And
are
then
you
it's
awake?
Like,
yes. Are you awake? Also.
That happens at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m. And then we just get up.
Yeah.
And I move.
Mm-hmm.
And all day I'm like, what? Oh, my God. I mean, I'm like.
Okay, now we have to, God is a beautiful segue here, because mm-hmm. we have to step back. All
yes.
three of us grew up in Christian mm-hmm. homes, mm-hmm. churches, mm-hmm. the whole thing. You have this moment, are you awake? Mm-hmm. You wake up the night and you're like, "What did that factor into it at all? Like,
it,
oh, shoot.
I feel
know,
like it was, at least for me, that was just so blissful. I wasn't even thinking about it, but so the next day was, after she moved me to my room, was the day we had, like, made out. And at that moment, like, after that moment, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I was a pastor at this church, and Sammy worked at the Christian college that we both went to, actually. Mm-hmm. And both of those were places where you
that
could not.
That Christian college has produced more of my homosexual friends.
It's the
than
gayest.
We call it gay.
You can say it, man.
Yeah, you can say it.
We call it gay PU.
Yeah,
gay PU.
And if you figure out what college that is, that's great.
Yeah.
Would
literally all of my friends.
Yeah. So would not recommend.
Yeah. For many
if
reasons.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, not, it's not that they're there because that school is supportive of it.
Yeah.
It's just,
just
that
for
yeah.
some reason.
Randomly,
yeah.
you all found each other.
Like, yes, everyone.
It's true.
Yeah.
All
and still
together.
Today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. I go on, like, I'm like, okay.
What is this?
You too? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, but both of those were places where it was against the rules to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot work here, you cannot support this, you cannot, that was just not a thing you could be and function in the places that we functioned in.
And I want to add clarity here. Some of you are hearing this and you're like, oh my gosh, I totally get it, similar circumstances. Mm-hmm. Some of you are hearing this, maybe you come from more liberal background, and you're like, oh, did this happen in 1971
yes.
in the Bible Belt? Like,
yeah.
No, This is 2000.
This is 2013, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. Yes, just so we're all in alignment.
Yep. Very cool, Los Angeles. So actually, we ended up making out, and I had a rush of so many emotions and no idea. And Sammy then says, wow, that was my first, like, one time only hookup, never again with a friend, super casual, gotta go.
I was like, bucket list, check, you know?
Like, and then, like, happens. Literally, like, scurries away. And yeah. I was like.
Because are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out, but I gotta play cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that happened. Maybe I'm into girls.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was kind of like a realization. And then I went back to my Christian dorm room and, like, just was like, what the
Journaled,
heck?
Yeah.
Probably.
What's happening?
And then what? So this is 2013.
Yep. So that was the beginning of what we called the fog. Mm-hmm. Which was the next
rolled
3 years
night.
Of our life.
Yeah.
This is like, it's wild because I was just talking to Abby about this. Abby, if you're listening, is my therapist.
Oh, yeah. I literally was like, wombat?
Like, oh gosh, yeah.
I just thought you guys run in the highest echelons of lesbian.
Me and Abby.
I don't know. I don't know why my brain went there, great. But it did.
Yeah. Megan Rapinoe, if you're listening, we can be friends.
Like,
I'll be your friend.
Hey, at me.
At Bert Bear. But I think about, like, I literally could cry sometimes thinking about this, is like, so for the next literally 3 years, we just were in a loop of. I was in a loop of initially, am I gay or is this a test? Like,
test from God?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because I grew up thinking, like, mega church pastor is the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. So when I peaked at 26, I'm like, okay, like, this is like, I have done life right, I think, or obviously, like, God is pleased with me, all these things. And then I'm, like, making out with this girl, and I'm, like, it feels so right. Is that a part of the test? Like, I mean, it was just so many of my names that were, like, so awful to just, like, loop through every day and, like, finally working through and being, like, okay, I am gay, and I am attracted. And I look back, and I'm, like, oh, gosh, I've always been attracted to women, you know, which, I don't know, unfortunately and fortunately, like, growing up in the church is kind of easy to be closeted, because when you're like, no, I don't feel tempted at all to have sex with my boyfriends, they're like,
yes,
good job.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if anywhere else, someone would have been like, what?
Yeah.
Ask a few questions here.
Yeah.
But then we just got into, like, a loop of, or this was my fear spiral, was like, I don't know how to choose Sammy and not resent her for having to lose the life that I thought I wanted. And I don't know how to choose this career and this life and not resent it for having to lose Sammy. And that was where I was for too long.
And what are you feeling at this time? Because you're like, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Like, I fell hard pretty fast because I was like, this, oh my gosh, this is like everything I always wanted in a man, what I thought. And then I was like, whoa. And I feel like I already, I found it. Meanwhile, like, parallel with that, I also started working. I left that Christian college job, started working at that same church that Beans is working at.
Hey-o.
And as a graphic designer. And then, like any church, you just start getting thrown into all the things.
Uh-huh.
So end up getting a full-time job there. So now we're like secretly making out. We're questioning that part. And then, like, because we're working in a church, we're working together. And then, like, then I actually moved in. We started living together during that time as well.
Totally forgot about that, honestly. Yeah.
We had two beds in one room, and then we slept in the same bed, but I would mess up my bed every day just so that our roommates didn't know it was happening. So we were just like, we called the fog because it was literally like, this feels so right, but then everything that we're told and taught makes us feel like it's so wrong.
So wrong.
So it legitimately can't leave this room. Like, it felt like our love could only stay in these four walls. Ugh. And then there was, I mean, fast forward, I think 2 years of that kind of, like, cycle of, like, we would be like, this feels so right. And then we'd be like, oh, we have to stop. We can't do this. And that would probably happen hundreds of times. And then a moment where, for me, it just snapped, where I was like, I deserve, you deserve, like, a love beyond four walls. Like, we are supposed to live,
right? I know.
We are supposed to live love outside. Like, it's supposed to be free. Like, that's what it is. And I think, you know, we both know that we're attracted to women, but I knew that this is what we needed. But also at the same time, I knew that, like, Britt had so much on the line, being like a woman of color, being a woman, being a pastor, being like high in leadership. Those are all like anomalies, like where she is. She's like paving the way of like mm-hmm. of this thing, at this amazing thing that's happening, you know, at this church. And then being like, I might be the one that takes that all away, you know, like, I don't know if I can be that. That similar resentment, I was like, I'm gonna ruin this. So I was like, we have to go to therapy. And we weren't even like out or anything, but I was like, we need to go talk to a therapist,
yeah.
therapist, and start like hashing this out. Like, you know, we either break up or we do this thing. Like, that's my head was like, we got to either do this or not.
So how long? So all this is going on when I started. So we became friends. Mm-hmm. Means and I became friends. And the thing was, when I met Sammy, it wasn't even a question. I distinctly remember going to, what was the women's group called?
Oh, Women Are.
Women Are. I distinctly remember going to Women Are, and you were running the tech or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love that we go to a church that is so inclusive.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a question.
Yeah.
And then we end up going to San Francisco. Beans and a bunch of girls are running a half marathon.
Mm-hmm. Rach kindly drove us.
I drove.
And when the freeway was closed, we go around.
Yeah, I talk about this in Girl Wash Your Face. And on the way back, this is so Beans. She's such a seven. Mm-hmm. It's the enthusiast. Everyone else falls asleep because they've literally run a half marathon that day. But it's, what is it, 5 hours? Maybe 6 hours?
Yeah.
And God bless Beans, who can barely keep her eyes open but doesn't want me to have to drive all those hours alone. So stays awake and is talking to me. And we're talking about everything. And at one point I'm like, oh, but I don't know. Sammy's name came up. And I'm like, oh, but Sammy's gay. And Beans turned into like a robot. She was like, no.
Literal malfunction.
No, that is just her tendency. We joke about it. We both
she just has.
And I remember being like, thou doth protest too much. That is a weird reaction.
I'll just get out here. This is my stuff.
Yeah, it was just like such a weird reaction. And then how much time do you think it was between like that and then like the infamous bathroom scene in our friendship?
That was the beginning of the end, sort of. Because like, at that point, like,
she knows.
And the craziest part about it was I am obsessed with Sammy and literally have been since like that first coffee.
I can concur.
Yeah, just obsessed. I've never been this obsessed with a person. I've never been this in love.
Right. Remember that time we were at a restaurant and she came in? Remember when I was talking about the book?
Oh.
Yes, well, that'll also go down in history of our friendship.
Yes.
And I was sitting at a restaurant, and Sammy walks in with, like, your roommate.
Okay.
And Beans' world exploded. That was when I was like, oh, shoot.
Yes.
Okay. Because you literally, because I think we'd had drinks,
mm-hmm.
and you literally were like, that's my best friend. And I was like, is it, though? Writing like, on the wall. Yeah,
yeah. Obsessed. Like, it was her. So we met in July, and her birthday is in October, so not a ton of time in between. Like, the first time we had ever met. And then, like, a few months later, she was turning 25. And casually, she had said, I've never been surprised, like, before. And so from that, I'm like, this is going to be.
I have a mission.
So she's obviously, not obviously, you wouldn't know this. She's an incredible photographer. She's amazing.
Amazing.
And
Sammy, tell them where they follow you on Instagram.
At Sammy Lane Co.
Yeah, you'll understand.
Yeah, the best.
Look at it.
So she didn't have a camera. She had never like had a camera. So she wanted this camera, and it was like, I don't know, $1,800 or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm gonna somehow get the password to her phone and her Facebook, and I'm gonna ask everyone she knows, and I'm gonna have everyone donate. If we can get 70 people to donate $20, and then I can buy this camera for her, and then I'll have everyone send in a video of like how much they love her, she hopes the cat. I mean, she comes into my backyard. There's like a projector projecting this video.
You pulled it off.
I pulled it 100%. And here's the thing, Rach. You were the first person to ask what was going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, of course we're gay. I had 2 weeks of vacation. I took it all just to drive to Seattle and back with Sammy. That's what we're doing.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
This is the best.
So sweet. Eventually, we're like, and it's hard because it's like the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me feels like it's going to cost me the most, which looking back, I'm so grateful for. Because like I feel like that's the lesson you learned is like, it should. If it doesn't cost you, you know, I don't know. Mm. So we're in therapy and Sammy is just better than me at so many things. And eventually we got to a point where she was just ready. Like, someone who was out and openly gay had applied to a job at our church and they refused to even give him an interview. And Sammy said, "You have a week to change your mind or I'm gone." And I was like, shit. Like, she's gonna do it. And yeah. I'm like, and so she did.
Well, it just felt so like contradicting that we were celebrating someone, me, that was hiding as a church. And then we were hindering or suppressing someone who was free.
Yeah.
On the other side. Wow. Like, that didn't make any sense. And I felt like a hypocrite because I was then putting someone else's, I mean, that was very intentional. I was like testing the waters. Like, if this person applies and they say yes, that means we can be together. Like, we can do this, you know? And then when they said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't be here. Yeah. I can't be here because I know that now we're not accepted here. And so immediately I was like, I gotta get out. I gotta apply to another job. And then I was like, so I'm so in love with you. And if you want to be with me, then you gotta leave the job, you know?
Yeah, Sammy
so
got
you
this.
You left first, yeah.
I left first.
She got this cool job, like, in the arts district, and she was like, hey, by the way, like, there's a whole world out here where no one cares that you're gay.
Yeah.
Like, there's just another part of the world, and I feel so free, and all my coworkers know about you. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I can't. I was so scared. I had so much fear. I was so...
Can you articulate what you were afraid of?
Just the story I believed was so small. And I was scared about the way people would respond. I was scared about losing my job. Because I went to a Christian college, then worked at a Christian college, then worked at a church. And I was like, what can I even do? For money. And then I was really just honestly kind of scared about being outside of the only world that I had known.
Can I ask too, if it, I feel like I'm trying to think of the way to say this, like, you're not a three, you're not an achiever, but you are, from my perspective, very successful, like very articulate, very smart. You're a leader. People have always looked to you. That this is my perception of was there a part of you that was scared to like not be the good kid or not
100%. You know, being a Black woman, there are things about life where you just like, no, some people are going to look at you sideways and that's just a part of life. But for the most part of my life, it's like just what you were saying, is like a little bit of a golden child situation. And I would articulate to Sammy, like, my whole life has been on a mountaintop. Like, I've always had the kind of life that people look in on. And that has meant something to me. And what does this mean for, like, all the students I've mentored? What does this mean for all the people that have listened to me speak? What does this mean for all the, like, all of that will feel gone. And I don't, it's hard to figure out who I am without that. And I was just so scared. I didn't know what it was going to feel like to have another layer of a reason for people to maybe not accept me. And so we broke up and I was...
And that was a sad time.
Miserable. Yeah.
And you can't even really tell people why you're sad.
And one of my, at the time, like, I mean, my best friend at work and I would just, we would talk like all day because, you know, that's what you do at work when you work at a church. You're just like, hey, want to talk in my office? She was just like, what is your, like, I mean, I was so depressed. I can't even really wrap my mind around it. And I was also about to turn 30, which is its own thing, right? Now that I'm.
I remember that birthday yeah. party.
Yes, yes. And it was like a few days before I turned 30, and I had this picture of John Lewis, the civil rights leader, in my apartment. And it was signed because I got to meet him. Shout out to myself. And it's him leading the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. And, I mean, I had this, I mean, for hours and hours, I just cried and stared at that picture. And I was like, what gave you that? How did you do that? Like, how did you do that? Like, you put everything on the line for what you believe in, for what you wanted to do. And at some point, finally, I was like, oh my God, I have that too. Like, and the next day I quit my job and I called Sammy and I was like, dear God, if you're dating someone, I'm going to throw up right now. And it had only been like
two or three days.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just like imagining like a line out the door. And yeah, that was the beginning of mm-hmm. like the best, hardest, but like best like years we've mm-hmm. ever had.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking what's so interesting from an outsider watching your relationship is how much, I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but I feel like how much we grew as a couple watching y'all's relationship. Mm-hmm. Like we never had to fight to be together. We never had to give up a huge thing. I am positive that this will piss people off to say it, but it was so disheartening to watch the church's reaction to you being together. Mm-hmm. The things that we know for a fact went on behind the scenes mm-hmm. and what they did and what they said. And it's how much it rocked my faith mm-hmm. and and I'm sure I can't even fathom how much it rocked y'all's faith mm-hmm. And what it took to get to the other side of understanding like God will never let you down. Mm-hmm. People are mm-hmm. humans and mm-hmm. we can do things and choose things and make mistakes, but it was never that was mm-hmm. never holy. That yeah. that reaction and the way mm. that y'all were treated and was so gross. Mm. And not only I think of how many families and I know it's not like a line of 100 people, mm-hmm. but your parents and mm-hmm. us, like who mm-hmm. left the church because yeah. of being one person on stage and being a totally different thing behind mm-hmm. the scenes. Mm-hmm. What did your faith journey look like in that mm-hmm. as you now become something new, still your relationship, still your, you know, still a Christian, still a preacher, mm-hmm. still doing, but it has evolved mm-hmm. and become something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's strange how much stronger of a connection I felt with God the minute I feel like I opened myself up to asking, am I okay? Mm-hmm. And feeling so much peace. Like, and it's funny because the way I feel with Sammy, the way I feel about loving Sammy, being loved by Sammy, feels so good. And the person I had to pretend to be in this world of church, it didn't even feel good. It didn't feel whole. It didn't feel... And so it was... I mean, obviously, like, logistically, there were so many questions about what does church mean and how do we do this? But I think from the second, like, I opened myself up to asking honestly and being willing to hear an honest answer, like, am I okay? I think from then on, I was like, that's untouchable from anyone. Mm-hmm. You can say anything you want. You can quote whatever you want. You can say anything on the internet about me or my ability to be or not to be a Christian. But what is absolutely unshakable is that feeling that I have that I know. And that's just that's just mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I think is really interesting about you, and I would say the same thing about Chris, is you all carry a similar philosophy in that you were very graceful with your families, with your friends, and how they processed this truth and what the future sort of looked like now. I mean, he talked about that when I sat down with him, and I just know this because I know your story, that you didn't, there were people in our lives that I don't talk to anymore because I'm like, F you. Like, you did not handle that well. You didn't love and support them well. You didn't do that the way you should have. And you guys have always been so graceful. Like, you're so beautiful in that way. Where does that come from? Because I'm like, middle fingers up.
It's hard. Yeah. It's like really hard. I think Beans is so much better at that than me, which I think I've like learned a lot from her. But also, I remember my uncle is gay, and he kind of like led the way for our family, or at least he made it a safe, you know, safe space. I went to his wedding when I was like, I think 20, you know, so it was like a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I kind of knew that it wasn't going to be a shocking thing, 16 years of softball for me. but then also because I had someone pave the way for me and my family. But he, when I came out to him, this is like the most beautiful thing. He wrote in his journal, and he just sent it to me probably like 3 months ago. And it was this whole thing about like how beautiful that was to come out to him, and then how a reminder of that, like, everyone's on their own journey, and that we get to not only hold our stories, but hold our people's stories with us. And that, like, we were fighting this fight for 3 years, just us. And so kind of allowing people in our lives to come on that journey almost immediately is unfair. Mm-hmm. To be like, okay, you need time to also process this. You need time to, like, come on to this journey with us, too. You might not even, you know, accept it at first, but, like, we, at our core, know that we are true and good and right, and that love is love and will always be true. And so at our core, we knew that that was true. So coming out of that place versus coming out of a place of questioning who we are, if love is good, like, our love is good, or what God thought about us, or all that. So I feel like coming out of that confidence, and even confidence in each other, knowing that what we have is right and true, really helped kind of be graceful with people in our life and be like, okay, hopeful that they would come around. And that good relationships, even our relationship, but then any relationship takes fight. And some don't make it through the fight, but I think some, the ones that are worth it, do. And so there's some that are worth fighting for. So, yeah.
We've gotten, it's interesting, as I was just telling Sammy this on the way here this morning, we have reached a point now where we have been out as a couple longer than we were closeted as a couple. For a while, it was like we just hit that threshold, which is like really wild.
That was crazy.
And I think it has made our, I don't know, like, we still have that, and I still want to have that, because so many things happen, like, even with our church. And one thing I always told Sammy is, I just don't want anyone to be able to say about us what we have felt from them.
Yes.
And I believe that still. And at the same time, at least my boundaries have gotten way stricter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to care for you. I want to be gracious. But this is my family.
Yeah.
Like, this is my wife. And if you need a book recommendation, I'll, you know what I mean? Like, I'll send you a link. But it's definitely a balance.
Well, and it feels a bit, from an outsider's perspective, watching y'all navigate some of that, to me it felt like there was conditional love. Like, oh, yeah, we'll still have you, and I'm sure that there are listeners who are navigating this and are like, you get to come to Thanksgiving, you get to come to Christmas, but you can't bring your boyfriend, you can't bring your girlfriend, or don't talk about those things, or so it feels like conditional love, which doesn't feel like love.
And here's the thing, which is like wild, and it's hard still to not feel guilty about this, but we have people in our lives who jumped all the way in. Like, my parents have jumped all the way in.
Really,
you have jumped. I know, they're probably wearing a rainbow something right now.
Yeah.
You and Dave, like, all the way in. Jesse and Elise, who officiate our wedding, like, all the way in. and it's cost everyone something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, to this day, like, I'm like, it was one of the most, like, we would never have asked you to mm-hmm. leave that church. We would never have done that. Mm-hmm. And you just being like, what? No.
Yeah.
I'm done mm-hmm. was like, yeah. I mean, it felt like, ugh. Yes.
Well, I think it's Sammy's thing. It's the hypocrisy. Is mm-hmm. it from the front? How do I say this? Like, from the congregation, mm-hmm. it was incredible mm-hmm. speakers, incredible yeah. worship team, greeters when you walked in, great children's. Like, it was a good mm-hmm. church, and there. What ultimately it came down to, it was like, man, there's so many things about this that are good, but we know the behind the scenes. We have mm-hmm. so many friends on leadership, we know the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And what it ultimately came down to was, I just imagine, fast forward 10 years. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 10 years or 15 years, let's say you're going to this church and one of your kids comes to you and tells you that they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... And they're like, wait, but we go to this church where you know that they don't support inclusivity and that they believe that something is wrong with who I am mm-hmm. at my core. And it's like, oh, yeah, honey, it's okay because mommy doesn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait, but you sat there every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you let that person with that hate in their heart speak into your life and say what they were speaking was truth from God. Like, you mm-hmm. you brought us here every Sunday knowing that behind the scenes this wasn't mm-hmm. like, that's what it ultimately was for mm-hmm. me. It was like, I don't care how good your worship band is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't mm-hmm. I don't, the hypocrisy is the thing that just, like, mm-hmm. kills me.
And I think that's the reality of, like, love, both romantically and non-romantically, is like, it's gonna cost, like, our love, Sammy and I's love, deserved more than four walls, but that was gonna cost, like,
mm-hmm.
your love for us, your love for honestly every gay person everywhere was like it was gonna cost, like, my mm-hmm. parents have mm-hmm. gone all in, and that's cost them, it's cost them friends, it's, you know, cost mm-hmm. them opportunities, and, you know, even the people who officiated our wedding, like, cost them. So it's hard to, you know, there's a quote that says there's two great roads in life, the road of love and the road of suffering. And if you're on one of them long enough, you realize it's the same road. Like, the road of love mm-hmm. is the road of suffering. And so I think you realize that, like, love is meant to be fought for. And so if you say you love someone, romantically or non-romantically, I want to see that in practice now. You know what
Ooh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that. I believe that out of action. I want to show that out of action.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you, Rach, you name it, we're like, yes.
Yeah,
you know
you
what
are,
I mean? Like, we'll do it.
Supportive.
We're down. Like, because I get that's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do conditional. You can't do one foot in the door. You can't do love in four walls. Like, life is literally not meant to be lived like that.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day, I say this all the time, like, every day I wake up, I see Sammy's face, and it's a miracle. I'm like, this is a life I never thought I could have. Like, I think we all can have those lives, but, like, you have to be willing to be in the fog. You have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to give something up. Like, you
mm-hmm.
you can't have it all, and I think that's, like, the beautiful thing about it. Yeah.
I love that. If someone's listening to this right now who is not out,
mm-hmm.
who's still inside the four walls, what's the advice you guys would give to them?
Good question.
I feel like, be so tender
mm-hmm.
with yourself. I think it's so important to be so gracious with yourself. Like, there's no perfect timeline. Every October, when National Coming Out Day would, like, come and go, and I still hadn't, like, done anything, it was such a shame storm. But I don't know. I think you're okay. It's
mm-hmm.
there's no shame. Coming out is very hard and scary.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be there when you're ready, and just know that there are literally thousands upon thousands of people who will celebrate with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What
yeah,
do you say, Sam?
That's, like, all I wanted, and that's, like, all I wanted my therapist to tell me was that I was okay and that I was mm-hmm. good. And so if you're listening, I want you to know that you are okay and that you are good. And something Beans and I always say is that there is no rule book, that we get to write mm-hmm. our own rule book, and that whenever that time is for you, or whatever that looks like for you, it's yours. And so it's special, it's good, it's okay, then we love you and we support you. Rachel's got you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now I feel like you guys know why I love these women so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Gosh,
such a good episode. Wow. But wait, tell them where they can find you on Instagram, because I feel like they're going to want to get more relationship with you.
You can find me on Instagram at Britt Barron with one T and two R's.
And you can find me at Sammy Lane Co. Sammy, S-A-M-I. I feel like it's a weird spelling, Lane, and then Co. Yeah. And then if you're interested in, I'm also a pastor's wife, because Britt's a pastor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that's at Bad Pastor's Wife.
Yep.
That's just content for, that's gold.
It's, right it there. Is gold yeah. content.
It's the true.
And we will all be at Rise all year long, so yes. come dance with us.
See you there.
I'm ready.
Beans has some really good dance moves.
Yes.
The best.
I am Ciara. Ciara. Shoot. I don't know how to pronounce my own name.
Oh, you're both.
Perfect.
I ghost dance for her. Please cut all of this.
No, no, no. This is the end. This is the gold. You leave this in.
Put a Ciara song now.
Yeah. Ciara. Look, cut to one, two, step. It.